everybody, it's Tammy. Welcome back to the Shona Project podcast. This is one of our mini-sodes with a girl I'm so fond of. I know I say it every time I record with one of our ambassadors, but you're all so amazing and I love chatting to you. But today we're joined by Aoife. Hi, Aoife, how are you?
I'm good, Tammy. How are you?
So this is kind of a brave conversation we're going to have because both of us have experienced grief, right, on a very, very serious level. I have lost two siblings and my dad, and your mom sadly passed away when you were 9, is that right?
Yeah, I was 9.
Yeah. And when you were nominated as an ambassador, one of the things that your teachers said was that they just felt that, you know, you had become such a leader within your school and that you had been through a lot, but like were talking to the rest of the students with like compassion and empathy, and you had like this insight into stuff going on at home that other people mightn't recognize. So that's kind of what I thought we'd chat about today, is just how you feel that experience, what it has brought to your life, right? Because it's brought lots of like obviously really horrible things, but how it might have formed you as a person and what advice you would give people in terms of like how they support people in their community who are going through grief. Because it's only when you've been through it that you know what to say and what not to say, isn't that right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
How did you experience this in school? Because you were obviously in primary school when your mom passed, but like you went the whole way through secondary school as well. How did it make you feel different, I suppose, to everybody else?
Well, I suppose like when my mom had passed, like I was only 9, so like it hadn't really hit me as much in primary school. I was aware that it was going to be such a big change, but then when I got into secondary school, mainly kind of transition year, it's when it all kind of hit and the realization kind of occurred. And I just felt like a lot of my friends were kind of, not that they were kind of brushing past the subject, but they were kind of scared to even bring it up or mention it. And I feel like grief needs to be more normalised, and people, like me personally, I prefer if someone brought up something about my mom, asked me about it, instead of kind of just going by and walking on eggshells, if you get me. But I found in the school, I needed to be in school to get through it. Like I always thought of school as nearly my second home. Like I'm the type of person, I just loved going to school, but it's because of all the support I got there. I just think the way everybody dealt with it, like my teachers mainly, it was just, I wouldn't have got through the grief without them. So it's so important to know, you know, have the people there to help you through it. But people also really need to be kind of educated on how to help someone who's going through something so heartbreaking.
That's really interesting that you said that about it kind of hitting you in fourth year, because it does kind of come at stages, right? That there is, you feel like that things have changed and that person is not there for that change, and even though it could be years later, you kind of feel like they're missing out on this whole time, important time in my life. Why do you think it kind of crept up on you in fourth year specifically?
I think like in fourth year I was in transition year, so obviously I wasn't really like in the academic mindset. I had more time to kind of find myself, and like I found TUI so beneficial, and mainly for the reason that it helped me kind of overcome my grief, because the years leading up to that, it was just all building up. And then once I got to kind of that certain age, I kind of realized, wow, like this does have a really big impact on my life and like my future going forward, and like how am I going to deal with this and all. So it just kind of, it's because I had that time to reflect and think of everything is when it really hit me.
And the first time I met you, you were in school, it was at a school workshop, the first time we met in person, and I could just tell by like your body language and the way you walked around the school that it was your safe space, which is such, to be honest, unfortunately, a really rare thing for me to see so many girls feeling like this is my home. And it felt like to me like the teachers had your back. They just had like an extra eye on you. They were just there to support you, but they weren't like coddling you or treating you differently either. It was a weird kind of thing that I could just pick up on.
Yeah, I just like, I just clicked with all of my teachers. And like, I even experienced it, like loads of my friends, they didn't have a positive experience in school, which like, it makes me feel kind of sad for them, because like, I was just so lucky that I had that positive experience in school and that I had the support, but so many people don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, like, and that is one thing that you experienced as a result of, like, obviously you wouldn't wish what you've been through on anybody, neither would I. But like, I do always try and focus on the benefits in terms of like who I am as a person and appreciation I have for people and stuff like that. So what, like, how do you think it shaped you in positive ways?
It's just made me so aware of like the things that go on in people's lives behind the scenes, because I know there's so much going on in my life, and then it kind of makes you just think like every person like surrounding me, there's probably something going on at home with them that we don't know about. So it just kind of really opened that viewpoint and like helped me put myself in other people's shoes because I've experienced them.
Yeah. That unique perspective is so important. How do you deal with, because actually this is something that I'm always like a little bit clued into, is when like we have to be so careful when we talk about people's parents and asking for permission and stuff like that. And even around Mother's Day, like we always put up a post being like, you know, not everybody can celebrate their mother today. Not even because she might have passed, but maybe they just don't have a good relationship, or maybe, you know, For many, many reasons, like maybe they have a parent who's, you know, going through their own stuff and not able to show up as a parent in that at that time for whatever reason. And I always find, you know, whenever I see something on TikTok or like a TV show or a movie or something that's like really related to sisters, I kind of have to brace myself for it. And if I'm not braced, it kind of just hits different, you know, it just kind of takes the wind out of your sails for just a second, right? But you always kind of feel like, oh God, I wasn't prepared for that. Then you're able to get on with it, but there definitely is that moment. Is that something that you like still all these years later, does it still impact you and how?
Oh yeah, like 100%. Like even though it's been like 10 years, I have kind of got to the stage where I know how to deal with it, but there is always the things that will hit you and trigger you. Like you said, Mother's Day, like I kind of just let it go like it's a normal day, but in the back of my head, and you know, you're kind of just thinking like, I don't get to celebrate it like other people do. Or like, even if you see a TikTok and people are giving out about their mother, you know, it would kind of make me like, oh, you know, I don't have a mother, you know. Obviously people go through their own things, but it's just kind of things like that would get you. You're kind of like, I just wish I had kind of done more when the person was here, you know. It's just little, the smallest things might get you, but then as the years go on, you just kind of learn how to overcome it, really.
Yeah, it's definitely a tricky one. So what advice would you give somebody, you know, like if they, because you're studying to be a teacher right now, right? And yeah, you're going to be around young people. What advice would you give anyone who's dealing with young people who've been through a loss or a serious grief, whether it's a parent or a sibling or somebody important to them? What, how do you think they should handle it, or what small things can they do that's helpful?
I feel like they definitely shouldn't brush it aside and kind of walk on eggshells around it. I know it is a very sensitive topic, maybe like especially in the early kind of time, but they really need to kind of communicate with the student or even just anyone that's going through grief, and they need to talk to them, even find out what would help them by like just having a conversation with them. The kind of stigma around just being quiet when it comes to grief, I feel like that needs to be moved kind of, and just normalize grief, and definitely just have that one good friend that knows how to talk to you and knows what you're like. Because it's so important that you know you have people. Like when I was going through grief, I felt like everyone kind of brushed it away, put it under the covers, and I feel like when I was younger, it would have helped me a lot if it was just more normalized.
And also, as you said, like it could be 6 years later, it could be 5 years later. Because before I'd had any sort of grief in my life, I kind of, you'd see people having the funeral and then just going back to work or back to school, and you'd be like, well, they're okay now. Yeah. And what I've learned is that actually, when it comes to like the funeral and the immediate loss and stuff, you tend to be in shock, but it's like the after bit, that's when grief hits, like sometimes way, way, way into the future. Sometimes like in those times where everybody just starts acting like everything is normal and you're like, am I supposed to just be okay now? Because I'm not. You know, and there's small little things that people can do to help you, like just even sending a text around Mother's Day, or or, you know, in my case, anything to do with sisters, or just acknowledging it, or just asking, like, not being afraid to ask, like, what were they like as a person? Like, because you want to talk about them, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, what would you want everybody to know about your mom? What's like your favorite thing to remember about her?
Oh, she was just like everybody says, you know, I had the best mother, but I truly did. You know, we'd walk down the town, everybody knew her. She worked with children. She just loved children. You know, she had that kind of kind, gentle nature behind her. Like, even when she was like battling her illness, and because she passed away from cancer, she just never let it show. Every photo of her, like, when she was going through the illness, she had a smile. She never showed weakness, you know, even through it all, like, even up until her last few days. Like, she's honestly like the strongest woman I have ever come across in my life. And I know everybody says that about their mother, but it's kind of when you lose them, you really realize like how truly great, you know, she was.
Well, I have to say, and I'm not saying this, but like, I can tell that you have so much of those similarities, like that strength that you have. That's not, by the way, you know, sometimes people think strength is like this loudness and confidence and kind of, you know, like being outspoken and standing up for yourself. You have this like just real serene, quiet confidence that's like not intimidating. It like brings people in, and this like warmth. And in my head, I think you probably got that from her as well. I hope it's the same.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, Aoife, best of luck with your studies. You know how much time we have for you. And like, this is a tough conversation. I appreciate you talking to me about this, because it's actually something I like to talk about from time to time as well with other people. Not that we're feeling sorry for ourselves. We're just making sense of it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's lovely to talk about and just get it out in the air.
Thanks, Aoife. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.